Bonjour, everybody. I'm a little selfish that way. I need to know that everybody's awake. So if I don't hear a bonjour, I'm not going to start. Well, there you go. Okay, so I'm like he introduced me. I'm Rustam Irani from Enable Travel India. I'm not a tour operator. I was somebody the travel company hired because who am I? I'm just a storyteller, a filmmaker, a writer, and I happen to be disabled. But I don't look at being on a wheelchair as a disability. I think the disabled community needs to realize that the disability is not what matters. It's the idea behind it. So for me, fear is the biggest disability, okay? And as an accessible tourism company, we are doing the same thing that a regular tourism company does. We are actually dispelling fear. You're giving information. Just like John said, you know, you're giving them advice about things they can do or they cannot do. So I didn't want to make this like a very academic presentation because I think for a tourism company to work in this space with the disabled community, it's very important that the products, it's absolutely important that everything that is designed, because there is no manual that exists for a accessible tourism company. Nobody has written a book about how to go about making a tourism company for the disabled. So how does one actually go about creating one? And I thought I could make this a bit more academic and I would start the presentation this way, but then there's no fun in that, okay? So let's tell a story. And the story begins with where I come from, India. Not really known to be very accessible. Some call it a third world country, some call it a developing country. I've lived there all my life. I was born there, have been on a wheelchair, was the only person in my school on a wheelchair, was the only person on a wheelchair in my entire college. Never ever interacted with any other person in the disabled community. Why is that? Lots of problems. There's lack of infrastructure, there's lack of resources, of course, poverty. But then there is a huge population of disabled, close to about 27 million, you know, who across categories, the deaf, the blind, wheelchair users, and they are all travelers. Like me, they have their little pockets in small cities and towns, and they go out, they go to cinemas, they go to theaters. Some of them are accessible, some other not. So then what's the challenge when it comes to actually creating a tourism company out of India? And trust me, we are a crazy company because from day one, our motto was not just to do inbound, but to do inbound and outbound. So to run something crazy like this, they need to hire somebody crazy, and that's the guy next to me. And I'll let him introduce himself and talk a little bit about.
So when I was given the mandate to launch a travel line for the disabled in India, I was a bit stumped, and I thought to myself, now how do I go about doing this? Immense potential, like Rustam mentioned, 27 million who are disabled as per the last census data that the government conducted. So I first narrowed down the clusters that I'd like to target. So out of the 27 million, 20% of that were wheelchair users, 19% were the blind, 18 each for the deaf and the speech impaired. So I said, great. So now I know the stats. How am I going to do this alone? So I go about searching for my team of experts. And I had this thought, my team had to be full of people with disabilities. Maybe I'm the only able-bodied person in the team, but everyone else should be disabled in some way or the other. But then every individual, every disabled member of my team had to have certain qualities. It didn't make sense for me to just go and randomly select people, right? So then that's how I met Rustam. And through Rustam, and Rustam is a filmmaker by himself. He's studied in Frisco, traveled 26 cities plus independently across the globe. So he comes in with a lot of experience, awareness, and so on and so forth. So Rustam joined the team, and post that, my other team members also joined. There was Shama, who you can see in one of the slides. And
the first thing Debalin tells me is like, do you have any other disabled people we could reach out to? Anybody, any of your friends? I'm like, what friends? He's like, your disabled friends. I'm like, I don't have any disabled friends. Am I supposed to have disabled friends? Then he realized the biggest challenge there was is actually looking for people like me who have traveled. So we found people from all aspects of society. So we have people who are like In uptown scale neighborhoods, they run their own activism campaigns. We found people who run their own non-government organizations. We found youth icons. There is a wonderful, lovely young woman in part of our team who runs two campaigns that has garnered over 200,000 supporting signatures. She's made Southern India accessible in the trains, and she's now launching a campaign globally, which we want to encourage restaurants to make their premises accessible. And how does all this accumulate? How do we take this forward? So just having experts is not enough. You need to give them certain instructions. That's where, again, Devlin came in.
So the idea was simple. If the disabled had to travel, there were four key things that we had to answer. What to see, where to go, where to stay, and the transportation. How do I get there? So four things that I had to answer. And this was the brief that I gave my team. And they set about auditing India as a country. So right from accessible sightseeing points to transportation to restaurants to hotels and the works. Not only that, beyond once we launched with India, we then went international. So we audited the globe as well. So today, very proud to say Enable is present across 220 plus destinations across the world, and we offer itineraries, curated itineraries. So my team came back to me with all the information and the knowledge that they had gathered. And basis that, we created itineraries for Enable. So in a sense, Enable Travel is a company that's been built, made by the disabled for the disabled. And that's really the core of the brand.
As part of what we do, when we also assess different things, it's a three-step process. The first step was actually creating an assessment survey. So it's based on all the data available through the UN, through all the different organizations working globally. We created a questionnaire for every hotel we audit for all kinds of transportation that we take care of. And we don't just do something on paper. We also ensure to take a lot of videos, take a lot of photographs, and all of that information is available on our site for free. So we are not compelling anybody to just take packages from us. It's a database created for anybody from all over the world to come and look at these videos to see if it's a feasible enough location for them. And then what we do with all this media is we've got a very, very robust marketing team who handles our online platforms, our offline platforms. They make sure that all this content reaches the right audience. And the very first thing we did was we launched an announcement video of sorts. So here's a short.
Why travel? If you can't see, you can't touch, taste, smell, and if you can't hear or speak, you can't learn, pray, stroll. Those who can't walk can never swim, hike, relax. Travel means much more than holiday. Travel is memories, stories, adventure, freedom, so why travel? Because with us, you finally can. Enable Travel.
So that's the very first thing we did. We announced to the world that India is ready for anybody with any type of disability. And then we started seeing the results. The day the word got out, we started seeing the results.
Our very first trip was a whitewater rafting experience for 60 deaf students who traveled from Delhi to Rishikesh. And they enjoyed their rafting experience through sign language.
So silence. I mean, that must have been a first, like a scary whitewater rafting experience.
That was a first for us as a brand, a first for them as well. And they came back with... they were so enriched with what they had experienced.
They want to go hiking next, apparently. So.
And then one thing led to the other. We had international clients coming down to India. India suddenly became very accessible. They hadn't a clue till they ran into us. And enabled travel has, since then until now, we've handled so many clients who've come to India. Not only our domestic travelers going abroad, but also international groups coming down, wheelchair groups who've come down to India, we've looked after them, individuals also. And the story continues.
We believe, though, but it doesn't need to stop at travel. I mean, that's the biggest thing and the biggest takeaway. And we have discussed this in the last 2 days here at the Destination Summit as well. Why does a travel company only have to focus on travel, or why does a particular organization only have to focus? Of course, those are your strengths, right? But we believe that to really get the disabled out of their homes, that's the biggest thing that we have to take away from this. We have to get the disabled out and about and moving globally. And just being a travel company, creating packages, sending them on vacations is not enough. So we also do something socially. We every month, without fail, we have these offline events where we have people within India come for like karaoke nights. We take them bowling. We had the first bowling experience in India for the disabled, for people on wheelchairs. We take them on food tours throughout the country with guides in place. We take them to places that are right in their neighborhood they didn't know existed. I've known people who have lived in the same city in Bombay, never visited the planetarium for almost 30 years. It was a first for them. So simple things like that, and then you see that it's a drastic change. We partnered in both inclusive and exclusive marketing. We are partnered with different companies. We are partnered with India's first online matchmaking company for the disabled. We are partnered with India's first fleet of transportation providers. And it doesn't need to stop there. And of course, like all our media, the content that we have created, only in 18 months, it has already started getting us awards. But for us, awards are something that only look good in the short term. What really matters is getting people out and about, you know, and this is what we achieved so far in 18 months. Can we get audio, please? There's no audio.
No audio, and can you start it again, please?
I'll start it again.
Okay.
So where are we today? We are here today to tell you we want you to be a part of us. There's all of you on wheelchairs who can't see, who can't speak, who can't hear. You all have the special skills. You know your particular region very well. You have traveled. You know exactly what can be done. I was just like all of you. I had my little pocket. I was safe. I was cocooned in Bombay until somebody gave me a phone call one day saying, can you help us do more? And since then, we've already met so many more across the world. And today, we are meeting many more like you. And the fact that you guys are out and about, you're here today, should be sending a clear message to all those who are still at home, who still are not aware of what we are doing today, what we are doing with summits like these, what we are doing with panels like these. So what's stopping them? Okay, so that's the question we have to answer. And I think if we answer that, and if we like give a rallying call. I don't think anything can stop us, and I don't think accessible tourism is going anywhere. In fact, I think it will soon overtake like regular tourism. Thank you, guys.
Well said, Rustam. Just closing remarks. What's stopping you really is our motto for this year. We'd like to invite everyone to visit India. Enable Travel will be there to look after all of you. So please do reach out to us, get in touch, and then we take a conversation ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.